Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
/money.
Looking for inspiring stories? Listen to the EY Leading Into Tomorrow podcast. It features compelling stories from leaders across government and the public sector who've transformed their organizations and services. From the impact of grants to how digital innovation is reshaping affordable childcare, you'll get actionable insights and ideas that can be used around the world. Download Leading Into Tomorrow by EY wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to leave comments, you can do so online or email us. The address is money@ft.com. Still to come on the show, what exactly is the point of NSNI? But first, the challenge of China. Earlier this week, Anthony Bolton confirmed that he would retire from running the Fidelity China Special Situations Fund in April 2014. No big deal there, you might think. He is 63 after all. But Bolton is not just any fund manager. His reputation is legendary, having consistently beaten the market and his rivals during his 28 years at the helm of Fidelity's UK Special Situations Fund. He came out of retirement to run the China Fund, which was launched in 2010 amid a blaze of publicity. But he was unable to reproduce his UK heroics in the Far East. The China Fund has lagged both its peer group and its benchmark, and the shares currently trade at a discount to their net asset value. Many investors have been disappointed, as is Bolton himself, although he remains